Apple may soon be shifting some of its manufacturing away from China. The Wall Street Journal first reported that news after protests at the world's biggest iPhone factory in China, among other things. But cutting ties from China's pivotal supply chain role may be easier said than done. Robin Farzad hosts Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hello.
Hi, Deepa.
So tech companies have always faced challenges operating in authoritarian China. What's happened in recent months to make Apple consider a shift, and how big a shift?
Well, the extent of unrest with factory workers openly rebelling against lockdowns, conditions, wages, I mean, that really opened eyes across the globe. And you look at what's called iPhone City in Zhengzhou, China, about 300,000 workers labor at this massive Foxconn campus to churn out iPhones and other Apple wares. iPhone City made about 85% of iPhone Pros, and that's putting so many eggs in one basket when you look at lockdowns and unrest and the fragility of the global supply chains, which I think has been put in sharp relief in the pandemic.
And the video that the Wall Street Journal published was kind of eye-popping. So, you know, where would Apple move its production? Does it seem like there's a viable alternative to China?
In a perfect, fluid, frictionless world, you'd use India, Vietnam, maybe even Mexico. In practice, you just don't have the precision contract manufacturing available in those countries. These are complex gadgets with complex chips, haptics, computing power, and there are very few partners outside of China who can intimately engage with the likes of Apple in the design blueprint and fulfillment of, say, a new iPhone every year. I just remember reading an anecdote in the New York Times. Do you know how many hogs Foxconn has to slaughter with the onset of every new iPhone production in these factories just to provision the cafeteria, and to say nothing of the chip availability?
Oh, goodness. Well, okay, so let's pull back a second. How vital, then, is China for the tech supply chain at the moment and manufacturing
Yeah, it's still the big game in town. The 2020 value of China's electronics industry hit nearly $350 billion, and that's clocked at a quarter of worldwide assembly in 2020. And so this hegemony, Deep, it's been in the works now for the better part of five decades. Beijing wanted to have national champions in electronic and manufacturing. It's been a long learning curve. Someone who was churning out, say, you know, plastic channel switches for black and white TVs in the early 80s could be the same manufacturer provisioning touchscreen technology today for Apple's iPads and its competitors. So it's not like you could just turn to Vietnam and Mexico and say, hey, come and get it. It takes a long time.
But I imagine the flip side is true, too. Apple is the behemoth in the tech world. That must be a blow for China if they're pulling back. Is China doing anything to, I don't know, entice them to stay?
Carrots and sticks. Attempts, for example, you know, Apple, if it tries to offshore Taiwanese IP, that's going to draw the irritation of Beijing. Apple's longer-term goal is to ship maybe 40 to 45% of iPhones from India. You know, that's versus a single-digit percentage now, and you're going to have to pry that from Beijing's cold, dead hands. You can move across and among Chinese manufacturers, but it's brutally hard, if not impossible, to avoid China outright in the supply chain. Easier said than done.
10 seconds, Robin. Any consumer pressure playing a part here?
Surprisingly, everybody still gives the iPhone and Apple a pass on human rights and factory conditions there. It seems to live in its reality distortion force field.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.